In November, I launched a multi-visit holiday book blogger tour for the Muse Unlocked. And with it, I ended up on some great sites, among them So the Story Goes, which is a great book blog by two wonderful ladies in Toronto who extended an offer to visit their site, not for one day, not for 2 days, but for 3 glorious days. Yes, I do sound like a game show host. But it was wonderful. It was really a wonderful chance to share different aspects of my book. And one of the days, Karen, who runs the site along with her cohort, Siobhan, they highlighted an excerpt with a beautiful graphic to go with it. Another day, I provided a bonus scene that was kind of a steamy little romp in the kitchen that was never included in my book, but it is referenced during a particular scene with the lead character, Kate Mullen. So readers will get a chance to see something they've only heard her think about. So that's kind of nice. But the first day that I arrived, I wanted to share with them a poem from the perspective of Oliver Sand. And he is, of course, the leading man in Kate Mullen's latest film that she's written with her partner, Jamie. And she has not been at all thrilled with the casting of Oliver Sand because he is this perfect, beautiful man, and here this is a role that she treasures so much, the leading man in her work madly, and he's supposed to be an everyman, a Romeo, a poet, but an everyman, and this is Oliver Sand. This is no everyman. He's perfect. So she's not at all happy, and this is news that had reached Oliver Sand early on before he even arrived on the set. So as they get to know each other, and he feels that there's always that underlying doubt that she has in him, and as information about his own background, his own life, is revealed over some tequila and some honest words in a cantina in Los Angeles, this is where this poem derives. So I hope you enjoy it. It's called To Prove. It is so very easy to doubt. A pretty face rarely compels. There's still a lot to prove, though that face always sells. But your words give me power. They awaken, stir me inside. And though I've yet to earn them, they yield truth. There's nowhere to hide. How can I ever convince you this is not a game or a ruse? Everything I had locked away now has been opened by you. Don't be fooled by these masks and what reeks of deception. It is simply a means to an end, to plot out a rousing reception. But you have brought me forth, reached inside and led me here, a place of truth I never imagined and one that I no longer fear. Please don't let me return there to become a canvas merely seen. Let me breathe life into your words and prove that voice should be me.